let's learn a little bit on Daf Samach Amud Aleph. I just wanted to do one little Gemara and some of the interesting halachos that come out of that. That is the Gemara before the Mishnah, commenting on the end of our original Mishnah, which had said that a woman was prohibited from going out a needle which had no eye. No hole in the needle, no eye in the needle. So the Mishnah seems to imply that there was an Issa Darabanan for her to go out with such a needle. So the Gemara has a short little discussion here. And it's going to be hard. I'm going to try to be deliberately vague as I read the Gemara through it first, as opposed to unintentionally unclear, because as we'll see, there's a major machlokas Rashi and Tosfos how to understand the Gemara. So let's read through the Gemara, and we'll see the two stages of the Gemara, and then we'll try to go back and plug Rashi and Tosfos in. The Gemara seems to ask two almost identical questions, and that is the crux of the debate between Rashi and Tosfos: what is going on in those in that two steps? The Gemara asks initially, Lamai Chadia. Again, it's hard to explain the Gemara without first taking a side in Rashi or Tosfos, because they already are discussing this basic question. Lamai Chadia. So, what would you use such a needle for? It seems to be the simple understanding of the Gemara. The question: Rabbi Yosef holds the isha ogeres ba saara, since she collects her hair with it. Ogeres is to collect her hair with it. Whatever loose hairs would otherwise come out from whatever her hair covering was, she would collect those coverings with this needle. Again, you can't use it for sewing because it doesn't have the hole, but it has this other purpose. Amarle Abaye, if that's the case, why is it also Birabanan? To have a kibiris, tahora, petishtari. A kibiris is a girdle. And the girdle holds up a woman's stockings, Rashi explains, and this is based on halacha we're going to have in a few dapim. And there, I meant a garter, sorry. A garter, that's not entirely... Yes, exactly, yes. So a garter holds up the woman's stockings. And therefore, even though it's something additional, and you might have thought that someone might take it off, and therefore be an issue potentially of carrying, or we're worried you're going to take it off. Kosh one, as Rashi says, since it's being done for tznius, you don't have to worry about anyone taking it off. As an aside, I believe it was this Gemara that Rav Aaron Kalarechi quoted when he first moved to Chicago, and he used some kind of rubber bands to hold up his socks. I don't know why he didn't have elastic in the socks, but apparently he had something to hold up his socks. And there was no Erev, in large part because of him. There was no Erev in Chicago. And there were certain Kanaim in the city, I'll be as vague as I can, because I know who they were, but there were certain Kanaim in the city who didn't like Rav Aaron. And therefore, they started telling everyone, you see, look at him, he's a Machal Shabbos for Hesha, because he's got these rubber bands, and he's really carrying, and they're a Masali. And he tried to point out that they weren't just Kanaim, they were Amaratzim, because it's a Mefarish Gemara, that such a thing is Mutter. So I think this is the Gemara that he quoted. It makes sense. Anyway, be that as it may... Huh? I don't know. I don't want to say because. People in Israel. Right. Except for at some point they made an error, despite. You know, this was a long time ago. Right. Yeah. Exactly. Okay. Right. I'm dating myself, honestly. That wasn't the only thing he did to me either. But anyway, be that as it may. Okay. For Moshe Feinstein came out very strongly to defend him. Whatever is the whole. Unsorted mice in Chicago history. Anyway, so getting back to the Gemara, if that's the case, says the Gemara of Tishterei, so too here, as Rashi explains, she's covering up her hair for tznius, so you don't have to worry about her taking off the pin to show anybody, she should be mutter. Hello, so the Gemara, we can have a whole another version of the story. Alter Gemara of Ada, I don't pronounce it, Narsha, Kamei Rav Yosef, we can have another version of the whole story. What could we say? What's again the Gemara? I'd ask what the purpose of the needle. So you can answer now alternatively, although almost identically. Hoil v'isha choleches basara. Not that she collects her hair, but that she parts her hair. Rashi is very specific. Rashi goes into hairstyles. That you part the hair in the middle, you know, half to the left, half to the right. That's how the woman used to part their hair. And this was the pin, the instrument that they used to part their hair. Right, the Gemara. The Shabbos Lamai Chazia. Again, in the previous part of the Gemara, the first version of the Gemara had just said, what? Lamai Chazia. So here the Gemara asks, the Shabbos Lamai Chazia. And I have to, for now, not explain that, because that's sub to Machlok and Rashi Tosfos, what that question is. And the Gemara answers whatever the question is with the following: Amarava, Tach Shel Zahav Yeshla Al Rosha. It's not Stam a needle; it has a golden point at one of the ends. V'chol Choleket Basara. So during the week, she could use it to part her hair. V'Shabbos Manichta Keneged Padachta. She basically has that part sticking out, coming out of her hair, coming out of her hat, whatever she has, coming out towards on the side of her forehead, being on the front of her head, and people see the gold, i.e. it's basically like a piece of jewelry. So the Gemara has this idea of this weird needle, and needles usually have holes in them so you can sew. This is a needle, the Mishnah says, without a hole. So what's the point of it all? So the Gemara asks that question, the Maichazia, twice, but the Gemara asks it once Tam, once focusing on Shabbos. And this interplay here is the subject of Machlokes, Rashi, and Tosfos. Rashi on Lamai Chazia understands that this is a halakhic question. The beginning of the Gemara said, Lamai Chazia, what do you do with this needle? So Rashi says it's a little bit different. It's, why is it mutter? Why is it not asur d'oraisa? Mishnah says it's asur d'rabbanan. Lamai Chazia, why is it asur d'oraisa? What do I mean by that? Look at Rashi, Yidiramaf Lamai Chazia, right above the Bach. The tashit, in what way could you see this as being just a tashit? The katani ena hayavasatas, where you would understand why it's only asur min rabbanan. Really, it should be a masoi. There's nothing happening with it. So the Gemara has said, well, ogeres basara, and then the Gemara asks, yeah, but that's such a good, that's too good of an answer, because according to that, it should be mutter. The Gemara says, well, let's reframe, let's say that it's talking about parting the hair. And if it's parting the hair, a Shabbos Maichazia, has Rashi understand that second almost identical question with something also added for the word Shabbos? Again, the whole context here, Shabbos, isn't it? I mean, that's what we're talking about. And according to Rashi, the first question of Maichazia, even though the word Shabbos wasn't in it, it was a halakhic question about Shabbos. So that really begs the question of the Shitaso, what is the second question? Again, we already asked the Shabbos Maichazia, it just didn't have the word Shabbos in it. So it says the Rashi, a few lines down, B'Shabbos Maichazia, Hare B'Shabbos, Eina Cholek is Sa'ara. It's like almost a Matthias question, which is, well, given that he assumes it's usher to part your hair on Shabbos, so what do you use this for? Now that you've told me, if you're telling me it's to collect the hair, which is technically mutter, he wants to know why that's not a masud. And now that you're telling me it's being used to part your hair, but what case is the Mishnah talking about where you're wearing it to part your hair and pulling out the Rabbanon, so you're not even allowed to part your hair to begin with on Shabbos? That is how Rashi understands the Gemara. And that's where the Gemara then answers, Ain't Achinami, you're not parting your hair with it on Shabbos, you're just using it as it's a two-in-one. It can, you know, during the week, it could be just a brush, and on Shabbos, it could be a golden jewelry. Right, that's the stages of the Gemara. The first question, the whole question is very halachic, geocentric. L'may Chazia is also Shaila, B'Shabbos L'may Chazia, i.e., in what way could it be only us, the Rabbanan, and the Mishnah? Shouldn't it be a Matzah D'Oraisa? The Gemara says, oh, it's just used to gather the hair. Gather the hair, says the Gemara, that's such a good answer, it should be mutter, like the garter. So then the Gemara says, well, we'll have to reframe, it's talking about parting the hair. Parting the hair, B'Shabbos L'may Chazia, says Rashi. That's Usher to begin with, so that can't be an issue just of Agav carrying it, or Agav on Shabbos. It's an usher to begin with to carry, just to part your hair. Mash Malon says the Gemara, you're right, but it has a two-in-one feature. Everyone with me? Okay, so Tosus rejects this from beginning to end. Take a look at Tosus, the remarks on the Maichazia. Tosus says, Pirish Bekuntra is the Maichazia, Bahamasui. Right, he understands the first question, Rashi, as we said, as a halakha question, why isn't this already considered a masoi? Right, Tosas, the kasha l'ri, that can't be what's shot in the Gemara. In Cain, my v'shani hoil v'isha cholekes b'sa'ara. How does the answer of the Gemara, when it reframes, and says it's parting the hair, how does that help? Otu mishum hofi lohavi masoi. Just because I parted my hair and now I have it, basically, apparently, the way Rashi imagines it, you part the hair and you keep it in. It's almost like the way you and I would use a bobby pin, a clip. Girls use clips to hold the hair. They don't just part the hair, they take the clip and then they clip so it stays parted. It says, Lamaisa, when you're walking out with it hanging in your hair, you're carrying the clip, you're carrying the pin. That's still a masoi.
That doesn't count as a malbush, doesn't count as a tashit. That's still a masli. If the question they wrote was a halakhic question, says Tosfos, the Gemara never answered it. So therefore, it's a weird kind of a form for, the structure of Tosfos is a little bit strange, because as I understand it, he really gets back at the end of Tosfos to two more questions against Rashi. But instead of going into three straight questions with Rashi, he then gets into his shot. Ela Nira Lafarej, what is Tosfos say? Lamai Chazia, the first question of the Gemara, Lamai Chazia, says Tosfos Rashi was being too lomdish, too fafrot. It wasn't a halachic question. No, says Tosfos. Lama, or Lama, he regila lates babachol. We're just asking, you know, a socio-historical question. What did they use such a pin for in Shabbos? What do you do with such a thing? A pin with a hole, you know, you sew with it. What do you use with such a makat? What do you do with it? Rav Yosef, and Rav Yosef answered, oh, you can collect the hair, fret the Gemara, and that's the case. Now that I know why you're doing it, it should have been mutter. Why does the Mishnah say it's asamir rabbanon? Nehi shiragila lenosa b'shvil shetri halachalik basara b'shabbos. Tavi masui. Kilo mavish leitashit. So that's when the Gemara answers in the second part, Anachanami, it's just to part the hair. To part the hair, that should be Asr Alsa Masuli. In other words, it would be easier if I had a chart here. Tosus' understanding of the second question is Rashi's understanding of the first question. It's like an X. Tosus feels you need to take the first step, because if you go too quickly, then the structure of the Gemara doesn't flow. The Gemara is evolving. First, we have to understand why you use it. Once you know why you use it, then we have to ask, well, why should it be even also in a Rabbanan if we're using it traditionally? And the second stage of the Gemara was, no, there's this other use for it. It's called parting the hair, not just gathering the hair or collecting the hair. Hi, if that's the case, then it should be a masui. No, there's even a time where you use it not even for that, you use it for the jewelry. Now, it's interesting, just to finish up the Tosfos, he adds something. Not only does he go back and, like, you know, kick Rashi two more times, but more importantly, he enunciates or articulates a position which really becomes a machlokes in halacha with Rashi, which will be very nogeh lamaita to all of us. The Kosher Lari, by the way, you know, again, after he's already told you what his shot in the Gemara is, he's already asked one question against Rashi, he goes back, Chada, Taha, Menalei, the Asr Lachalik Beisayar, the Shabbos. Who said it's Asr to part your hair on Shabbos? Right, again, what did Rashi say? One-liner, B'Shabbos Lamai Chadia, Hari B'Shabbos Eino Cholek Es'ara, which seems to be, as all the other Rishonim understand, Rashi is saying, that's some that you don't do it. You don't do it because you can't do it. But Rashi never told us why. Right, because it's said. Where do you get such a chumra from? Why can't you brush your hair on Shabbos?
Brush your hair,
brush your hair part. Brush your hair part with what?
With a brush or a comb, you're more inclined to tear out.
With your fingers. He doesn't say anything about anything. Don't superimpose all the things that they told you in high school and everything about covering your hair on Shabbos into the process. He doesn't say any of that. So Tosfos, in a very generic term, it's almost like a powerful rhetorical question. What's the problem? What's the problem? What malacha are you doing? He doesn't, and he never answers that. Oh, and another thing I don't like about Rashi. Amai paracha azur, afiliyeh mutter tikshava masayhu. Again, that's getting back to the old issue, which is that it has nothing to do with the action itself, brushing the hair, which Rashi assumes is azur. So Tosfos, the whole issue is, we're in the sixth parak of Shabbos, and that's to do with hotzah. We're worried about carrying it. Are you taking it off? Is that the charge to Rabbanon? So that last point, again, is not my concern. But I want to just point out, so we see from this one Rekha Yisodi, and then we'll get to two issues in Halacha. The first point is just in terms of the Gemara. Basic shot in the Gemara, you have two different understandings of how to understand the two stages of the Gemara. Rashi sees the whole thing as halachic to begin with. And part of the linchpin of Rashi's understanding is that he assumes that there is an Isser to part your hair on Shabbos. That's number one. Number two is that, on the other hand, the Tosfos argues completely. Tosfos says, no, the first question was not halachic. It was almost curious. We're just building up to the halachic question. We need to know what's going on here. By trial and error, first we think it's to gather your hair. Then we know it's to part your hair. And then once it's to part your hair, so then we're worried, he said it's a masui. Not that there's anything wrong with parting your hair, Tosfos says.
A lamaisa, if you're going to keep this pin in, that's your word, you're going to take it out. And then the Gemara says, no, enekanami, maybe you're using it not to do that, but you're using it to, you're using it to part your hair. There's nothing wrong with parting your hair, but to walk out in public with parted it with a pin in your hair, that's a masur, that's a nesedaraita. Isaac Gemara only says that's a darabanan. Mashalan says Tosfos, it was not that you actually were doing that, it's that you had it, you were able to get it out of the category of masuli because you used it with the gold tip sticking out, and then it's a jewelry. And then it's just the kind of jewelry they're worried about you taking off to show your friends. And that's the basic matlokas and shakta bataria and Tosfos and Rashi. And what I want to focus on now is, I'll take your question in a second, is number one, the halachic matlokas, which is, as the terminology of the Rishonim here, it's to me mechalek sear, to part your hair. And then once we see that machlokas, we'll discuss it through the Shulchan Aruch, halacha l'maisa. Then we'll see the next sif in Shulchan Aruch, which is to me mecharik, which is to actually very rigorously and roughly brush or comb, I guess you would say, hair, which, depending on how you understand our Shitas Rashi, it may be a very connected sugya. Yes. I think the Mishnah says it, no? The end of the Mishnah, Eina Chayavas Kapas. Okay. So first of all, it's worth noting that this machlokas about parting your hair is a significant machlokas we've shown him. The Ran and the Rush both hold like Tosfos that his mother. And the Or Zaruah is like Rashi that it's Osir. If you look in the Shulchan Aruch and Siman Shin Gimel, the end Sif Chav Vav, the Shulchan Aruch paskens in his mutter. However, the Rama says it's Asr.
What is parting hair with
the Shulchan Aruch does not specify, it seems to be mutter of Gamre. The Rama says it's Asr, but then the Rama adds, when I say Asr, even that I only mean with a Kli, but Beyad it would be mutter. That's the Rama in Chav Vav. Not clear. We'll have to take a look. First, we have to understand why it's Usher. The Rama passes like Rashi and turns the Ruah to Usher. But Rashi never told us why. We still don't know why it should be Usher. So the Mishnah Brura in Sifkatan Pei Dalid. And the Levush is also very explicit at the end of the Siman. Says that this is because of what we would call a tolesh or a gozes. We're worried about the hair coming out. So in light of that, presumably then the thought is, if you're not using a kli, I guess, then Rashi would say, maybe that's why he's less worried. Well, I don't know if that's true. I don't know if that's necessarily true. But that would be, perhaps, if you understood that way, the Mishnah Berurah seems to be assuming that that's the potential issur. And if that's the case, I guess we'd have to understand the Rama's distinction in that light. To be the Raisa or to be the Rabban? Right, so we're not talking about the Raisa. We don't know yet, that's not specified. But we haven't seen. Okay, you have right. Okay, that's a good point. That's a good point. I want to just bring out, though, that this is very much debated about the nature of the Isser. And again, it's so vague because Rashi didn't tell us anything and there's nothing in the Gemara. The Ketos HaShulchan of Abraham Chaim Noah, he suggests, and actually it's elaborated on with a little bit of an extra oomph, but the basic crux is right in Ketos HaShulchan, but more recently, this position was advocated by Rav Binyamin Zilber, a.k.a. Rav Binyamin HaTzadik, from Bnei Brak, a contemporary Posek, who was of Nidberu, where they point out that Rashi never said anything about Toleis, anything about Gozeis, rather it's a different Isser entirely. What's the Isser? Boneh. Boneh. Why? Where do you think? Again, it sounds crazy, because like the Gemara tells us. This is a Gemara, that certain cases, braiding your hair, what the Gemara calls on Fadigalid, Posekes. That is an Isser of Boneh. And in fact, even though Rashi himself doesn't give us any hint, or the Ruah that I mentioned that does hold like Rashi in our Gemara, that it's Usher, he is Messiah to the Gemara on Daktari Dalit. Moreover, if you look Let's just take a look at the second one. You can find it here. Body Dalit and Vaz, I think it is. Let me see, where's that Pasekhet Gemara? Thank you. Let's see if there's a Rashi that I can find the Rashi that I have in mind. It's not.
Oh, well, it's on the Mishnah. There's the Rashi.
Thank you. Yesh merabot ha'amim mitakenet sa'ara b'masreik kobi yudayim or yudah yesh mishparashim, something completely different. But the first one has to do with the mitakenet hair. So anyway, okay, let's leave that aside for a moment. But these Rishonim, or these Akronim, excuse me, suggest that Rashi is understanding that the nature of the Yisr is Rishum Boneh. And Rav Binyamin Zilber actually suggests, getting back to the question that you were all asking or anticipating, which is the difference between Biyad and Makli, Rav Binyamin Zilber says actually he thinks this is a Raya. Because he says, really, really, the hand versus the Kli, if you're worried about hair coming out, so look, whether it comes out with a hand or comes out with a Kli, or a brush or a comb is irrelevant. If it comes out, it comes out. That's the worry. Why should that be different? Our Mutter is Biyad is Mutter. So he says, no, he thinks that that's a raya for the fact that the real issue to begin with is Vishum Boneh.
Walk.
Well, here we're not talking about even again. We're not even talking about, well, this is actually one step removed from braiding. We're just talking about parting. That's what he says. He says that that's Chan Rashi. Yeah. If there's moose, there's raya. I believe it was in the Chazanish. It was up there by a 20th century posek. Who said, I think he said that, you know, heavy, not necessarily light, but I think heavy hairspray or something would be an issue of boneh. That's correct. Yeah, it sounds crazy when you think about it, but it's from the Megadellus, from the braiding and the Gemara. It's certainly a spot for that. But he says, perhaps, since the idea of boneh is, he says that you need a kli, a meyuchad, in other words, how do you build? You build a kli. So here, if you're really doing it, if you're really going to see it as boneh, so then it has to be more, so to speak, domeh la'av, if you will. And therefore, you would need a kli. He thinks, I'm not sure if that's the best proof or not, but he actually throws that in, which I thought I'd mention, because a few of you were definitely sensitive to the issue of kli versus yad. So it is correct, however, I wanted to bring that out, because that is a direct machlokos rishonim, as it's been expressed in the poskim, coming out of Pshat in our Gemara. But those of you who commented earlier were correct that that is not entirely identical to the shaila that we have of brushing one's hair, or at least not potentially, because the truth is that when we would theoretically during the week, let's say, take a brush and, you know, come out of the shower and brush our hair, so we're doing something probably much more involved than just parting our hair. And in fact, in halakha, there is a separate terminology for that known as the sarik, which is really combing. Srikas Sayar, which is something that's a little bit more in-depth. It's interesting that the nature of this prohibition on Shabbos really relates to another area where removing hair is a problem, actually a more inherent problem, and that is the halachos of Nazir. There's a parallel Gemara in Nazir, which is actually quoted twice in the Sefta Shabbos, both on Daf Nun Amud Beis, as well as on Daf Pei Aleph Amud Beis, where the Gemara, in reference to the Nazir, tells you that you're not allowed to cut his hair. He's not even allowed to do Srika. He's not even allowed, certain more gentle things he can do with his hair, but he cannot be so rake his hair. This is Daf Hamdeis and Manalas in the Sefer Nazir. And Rashi there seems to explain that basically, since what he's trying to do is get out the knots and the loose hairs, so that is basically Kidavr Shem Miskavein. In essence, he is being Miskavein, since he wants to get these, so to speak, these knots out. The Gemara Masechta after Shabbos, with regard to Gozei's, combing your hair here, the Shabbos references that Gemara, although Rashi here says that it's really an issue of Psik Resha. If you take a look at the Mishnah Berurah, this is all in Sinan Shin Gimel and Sif Katan Pei Vav, he suggests that maybe there is a difference between these two things, which we'll get to in a moment, halachically, one of the factors you're familiar with, but now we're seeing it, I think, a little bit evolved, because in Nazir, the idea is that it's kimiskaving. Whereas here, Rashi seems to be saying it's enomiskaving, But it doesn't matter because it is sick ratio. Now, if I remember correctly, I didn't have a chance to look this up today. If I'm not mistaken, I believe from years ago when I did this stuff, I believe it's Rabbi Chanan who has a whole piece about a chakira sick ratio, where I think he wants to suggest one of the tzadim is that maybe sick ratio makes it a davar miskaven. Not that you're chayv anyway, but it's tantamount. It is a davar miskaven because it's sick ratio. So I don't remember if this Mishnah Berurah is part of that larger discussion, but l'chora this Mishnah Berurah, if he's making a big deal about this, Rashi argues on the Rebbe Chanan. Because here he's trying to say that you have two different models. One is calling it sick ratio, which means it's ein miskaven, and chanami, you don't have any intent, and it doesn't matter, you're chayv anyway because the results are inevitable.
Is
it a reason of chayim?
Chayim means knowing it's
going to happen. So this is all part of the...
Yeah.
Okay, well... Anyone give it a chabur on that yet here? Is someone, one of you gave a chabur on that here? Okay. Well, anyway, we have two more years. So it'll come back up hopefully in the Mesesta. Someone will do it better. Maybe I'll do it. Or someone else will do it better than we've done it until now even. So Rashi seems to say these are two very different things. And Anaf Gemina perhaps says the Mishnah Berurah would be if you have something that's not a psik ratio. What about a soft brush? If a soft brush is not a... But you know, if you're doing it to get out the knots, so then that's still kin miskaven. But you wouldn't say that it is, or is that, again, the point in Rashi and Nazir is, since you're doing it to get something out, that's in essence doing it to get out. You don't really want it out of your hair, you just want off your head, is where I'm unknotted. But since it's male happening, because Rashi, that counts as miskaven. It's not like you're trying to do X and Y happens. You're basically trying to do Y. So if that's the case, so if you're using a soft brush, but you're doing it to get out the knots, so that would also become miskaven for Mishnah Berurah. But it wouldn't be a psikratia. It's not automatic that they're going to come out of your head. So that's one little point. The big issue of, well, what's the problem? If you take a brush and you brush your hair maybe as, you know, enthusiastically as you were on a Monday, you do it on Shabbos, and hair comes out. So what is the problem? So the landmark mukkar in this in Rishonim, I wish we'd have time to go through it inside, Kedai, is the chuva of the Rivash. It's the Mishin Tzadi Dalid. Well, this is quoted very much by Mishnah Berurah and others. This is the major Rishon on the Sugya. And he says, basically, this is an Issa D'Araisa. This is an Issa D'Araisa of Gozeis. The Nechalei L'Hisyachos. You're doing it to look nice, and that is called Nechalei. You want it. It's in the Skaving. You're
chayiv. The hair coming out.
Yeah. Again, this, obviously, this relates to the Sikratia. He says, yeah.
He's talking about the action of pulling hair out or the action of combing and hair coming out.
Action of combing. Yes, it's not pulling hair out. I don't think anyone thinks that is
natural. What's the
to brush your hair and look nice.
So then why is it, so, and if the hair falls out, why is it natural?
Because that's part of, because your hair looks neater.
It's the brushing.
Yeah.
Right. Okay. But
the result. The thing. The overall result is my hair is brushed.
Right.
The overall result is that again.
Okay.
So I was gonna you just beat me to the punch. I was gonna say obviously this particular halakha question is kind of resting above many, many major complicated issues that we're not gonna get. We're not solving what Darshan Miskaven means and Sikresha and Moksha Nishukol Gufam. These are major issues that even if we want to dedicate one chabur to, it's not at 9:05, we still wouldn't have time. We'd have 10 chaburs for it. So obviously, there's lots to say about all of these points. I'm just telling you for now what they say in light of the issue of brushing hair. If you take a look at the Shulchan Aruch and the next sheaf, again, the Zohar Mishnah Gimel, we until now, Mechalek hair, separate hair, 26 chavav, and the next sheaf, Chav Zayin, Mishnah Berurah here seems to pass in directly like this, to be Mistarek, Sirik Sayar, is Usher. And the Mishnah Berurah and others seem to say, presume, that it may be based on this idea of the Rivash. Now, it is worth noting that the Sharet Zion, already on the page of Mishnah Berurah, points out that there are others, even though it's only Midrash Rabbanan. Only Usher Midrash Rabbanan. And in fact, if you take a look at the Chalkas Yoav, Chalkas Yoav was a Talmud from the Avnei Nezer. So he also has a Chuvah Chalk Avil Simen Vav, where he suggests that this relates to another issue. What's the other practical issue of Gozei Bizman Azera? There's two issues. You do Malachas Gozei, so you're not a farmer. Cutting your nails and brushing your hair. So the halacha is that if you have a nail that's already hanging off, especially if it's majority off, So when you look at it already, Katolish. The Haraisa should be mutter completely to take off, but with Simin Rabbanan not to do it, and then if you do it, Sheino, you know, with the Shino, you do it with your hands or your mouth, and not with a Kli, then that Tudor Rabbanan basically becomes mutter. That's a halakha l'maisha. You have a hangnail or something like that, and you just want to bite it or pull it off, it's takum mutter on Shabbos, halakha l'maisha. You still can use a Kli, and if it's only a little bit off of your hand, then it's still off Simin Rabbanan. But if it's rubo off already, then it becomes mutter to finish. So says the Halakas Yoav, this case, the Mishnah Berurah, is what no one says. That, if, again, presumably, and obviously, yeah, in the end of the day, as Postman do mention, it's every Postman, you have to know your body, you have to know your scalp. If you know that every time you touch your hair, hair is falling out, then you can't pretend, you can't fall back on the categories of Shulchan Aruch. Shulchan Aruch is talking about someone who's not experiencing that, and says that no one thinks that brushing your hair in a normal way, you don't have to worry by brushing your hair, hair that is otherwise very healthy and attached, is going to come out. The assumption is, as the Maram Sof and Nazir already said, you have these loose hairs, hairs that are already knotted, which could get caught, or they're already loose and they're half out anyway. So that's the Halakha of Yoav. How could that be any worse than the case of the hangnail, which we said is a Derabanan at worst? So this can't be worse than that. So he says also this would only be a Derabanan. If you take a look also, and they just, for those who are interested, it's a very... Perhaps, yeah. And perhaps, what's it called? And... if you want, there's a talk a rabbi on the rabbi's recommendation list, and they just reprinted a full set from Gedalia Feldes Natsal, who was the grub in Toronto, who has grandchildren-in-law who are members of our shul, and Sperling and others who are married to his granddaughters. So Gedalia Felder has multiple volumes of sperm called Yisodi Yishurin. It's some other sperm also, but his major magnum opus is a multi-volume set called Yisodi Yishurin. It used to be published in small books, and anyway, they just reprinted them all in one volume. Big nice covers. It's the same pagination. They didn't reinstate the font. But the covers are different. It's all together. You can get it in Shabbos. I recently got a whole set. And there also he has, and I forget which volume it is. Volume. I wrote it down. I didn't write it down. No, I didn't write it down. Which volume it is. I think it's Volume Dalid. Pages 47 to 48. He discusses the brush here on Shabbos. He also collects a number of Achronim. Also, he's advocates that it's only, quote, only an Isser, Derabonim. The Mishnah Berurah already in two places, in Sivakot and Peivayin and Peites, I mentioned the idea of a comb. Right? When we talk about a masreik, that's we're talking about a comb, or something that is tantamount to that what he calls a kli hamayuchad lezeh, and that is the primary iser. Now what that leaves open is something else. Maybe some kind of a soft brush. However, and we'll close in a minute by going through the famous Jew of Moshe in a second. But one last thing to keep in mind is on the other extreme, you have a sheet of the Maimer Mordechai, which is quoted by the Poskim, who is the most machmir, it seems, because he holds, even if you're only worried about the Rabbanan, and even if it's not a Klin Yuchad, you still can't use anything. His Lashon, it can't be anything that's used usually to brush hair. Not like a different kind of brush, but like a non-brush. Something else, some other instrument. That's his big Chumrah. And to make sense out of all of that comes Rav Moshe. This is in Or Chaim Chelek Beis, which is in the fourth line of Rav Moshe. And there is a tshuva dated Toshin Yotes, which would be 1959 ER. Right, middle of zero. Okay. The Dover Lisro Kasiros B'Shabbos. So he says, in that case, it should be usher if you're using a masrek, hanikra, comb. That would be Kuf Aleph Mem. He dropped the B. Comb. Says Rav Moshe, if you use a masreik, it is usher. It is usher if you're doing an act, excuse me, of strika, which is what I would call violent, very vigorous rushing. So then it's also not only if you use the comb, which is obviously the point of hard bristles, but even if you're using a kli ha'osu miseir chazer, the hunikra brush. Apparently that's supposed to be very soft.
Words there.
It's supposed to be very soft, right? I didn't know that. Ellie's got a background here. So that's, if you're doing that, to use that kind of an action, a full force brushing, that's even also with a soft brush. Kavachomer with a hard bristled comb. So, is there any room for Heter? Rak l'takin ma'at ha'sairos mazir. He says it's from a Magen Avraham. If it is, but kli ha'osu miseir chazer v'lo masrei. So far, right in the beginning of the tshuva, before you get into any really marma kama, the chatzos is a long tshuva anyway, but the shofar, right now, the Mishnah, Moshe is famous for his three tnaim. Right away, he tells you two of them. The first two are, the number one, under no circumstances can you do full, vigorous brushing. Number two, he says, and even when it's a soft, just kind of getting your hair basically in place, says Moshe, even that would only mutter if you use a very soft hair brush, not a strong comb. He then points out that the Mishnah Berurah quotes this Maamar Mordechai. As I mentioned, Mordechai doesn't want you to use anything that's usually used in any context for brushing hair. You could Shabbos kli brush. That would be Beis Reish Alshin. So the Maamar Mordechai, the Moshe understands him, thinks that maybe there's a muksa problem. It's a muksa problem by using anything that could be used for a srika. Srika's usher, so anything that might be used for that could be usher. But he points out that the Ma'asas HaShekel says that that's not the case. He argues on this. He says, but Kavanoza says, Rav Moshe, the cave of the Mutter Latagi and Asairo, since there are ways that it's Mutter to brush your hair, Nimsa Shigam Lazda, also you have Dover Heter, Elashishu Klishu Muksal, Mlekhav, Sikim, and Muchab Heter. So there's a way of doing it for Heter, how can you call this Dover Muksa? So rather, says Rav Moshe, maybe we should be Choshesh not for that, Maimar Mordechai, but for a Prima Gardim, Shikasa Shloyek Ubdin the Chol. This is a whole other topic. What is the definition of Uvdin the Chol? But there is the principle, without getting into the parameters, that'll have to wait for another time. The principle is that there are things where the action is mutter, per se. But we don't want you to do it because it looks like something that looks too vahadik. It's weakdayish. So the Prima Gadim implies that that may be the issue here, and Rav Moshe runs with that. And based on that as a problem, in other words, even if you're not worried about the actual Zizas or Tlishas Cyros, he solves this Uvdu the whole problem. So Moshe solves that by saying, L'chein, Srikhali Yachid L'Shabbos Tavka, Shushuv Ein Kan Uvdu the whole, Kemish Ein Erno Telos, also Habrosh Shabachol, El Habrosh Hamayuchad. And this is L'maisa the Moshe's conclusion. That if you have a separate Shabbos brush, then it could be Mutter. And in fact, he summarizes the Shuva. Rav Avadja, like in the Havadad, often has a sikum at the end. Sikum HaKitzer, here Moshe does it. Kitzer HaDover, one, Shalusrok, Osrap of brush. You use a very vigorous brush. That's also no matter what implement you're using. Number two is if you're doing something just a little soft, Hakin Ksas, you're just going to kind of mish the hairs a little bit in order. Mutter bebrush, Tosiris, Lobim, Astrek, only with a soft brush. And then, third qualification, habrosh shi'a miyuchad rak l'shabas, v'shliyachad l'chachila brosh shi'en aroya l'srika, k'mayim Mordechai, but in kashal ha'asi, k'chol yachad k'chol brosh oysa n'saris. So anything, any kind of brush, bottom line, the Maamar Mordechai would say use something you really would never use during the week. Rav Moshe relies ultimately on this Prima Gadim and says it could be a brush that you would just as easily use on Tuesday. But you don't. You have it set aside as your Shabbos brush, and your Shabbos brush is mutter if it's very soft, and you don't do anything too vigorous with it. Now, just the last point to mention, if someone knows that their hair is incredibly sensitive, and any little brushing action, even with a soft brush, and even with only very soft brushing, the hair is coming out, so then, you know, you got to be honest with yourself. Mr. Moshe is not saying it's smoother than two. Moshe is saying if it's unlikely that anything is going to come out, then you can use up these three times to be okay. But if you know you have a different situation, then it would otherwise be awesome.